Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you warmer now than you were 24-ish hours ago? I think it's still cold in a lot of places, but maybe not the same wind chills. I bring it up because all day long, my Twitter was more weather than it was sports. Because what do we all share? We all have mamas. That's one thing. But also, we love to discuss / complain about the weather. It's universal. There's no place you can go on this planet that people don't talk about the weather. It's what we do. And we all think our own weather, wherever we are, is the weirdest and the wackiest. Gosh, the number of places I've lived in my life, in my career, and every single area, whether it's a city, whether it's country, claims the phrase, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. It'll change. We love to talk about the weather. And I wouldn't call myself a weather buff, but I do enjoy having conversations about the weather because it's my mother's favorite thing. It's part of getting older, too. Older people love to talk about the weather. Do you know when I call my 97-year-old Grammy? That's one of the main topics of conversation, the weather. Anyway, you all sent us hundreds of tweets and Facebook posts. I'm pretty sure we heard from almost every state in the union, except for Hawaii, because why would you be talking about the weather there? It's kind of boring if you ask me. No, I'm just kidding. Hawaii is one of those states I still want to visit. But for the most part, many of you weighing in with below average temps, snow and cold. And it was fun to see how many different parts of the country we heard from over the last 24 hours. So thank you for all of your tweets and all of your Facebook posts. It was good to hear from you. Good to see your screenshots. Like I said, we have things that divide us and things that make us different and separate. But the weather brings us together. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. You can get yours with a Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. If you're late to the party, well, you feel free to send us a tweet, A-Law Radio, and then also our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I always go back and try to answer some of your questions posed for Ask Amy Anything. So if you didn't hear your question answered or you maybe missed that part of the show, you certainly can catch it on podcast or you can go back and look at the answers on our Facebook page. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I texted producer Chris earlier and I said it's going to be fun to do a wide open show. These are some of my favorite shows because as much as I appreciate breaking news and big stories and high profile games and stunning results, playoffs, of course, it's also fun to have the freedom to be able to meander a little bit, meander our way through whatever floats the boat. And there certainly are plenty of storylines around the NBA, around Major League Baseball, and also the NFL as we transition not just into week 11. Say that out loud a couple times. It's week 11. But we also hear more reaction to Colin Kaepernick's workout on Saturday and some of the details that I can pass along to you, which I will do later on this hour. So we're going to do some football, some basketball, definitely some baseball. Coming up about an hour from now from San Diego, Scott Miller, who's a baseball insider on the national scene, is a guest here on the show every now and then. We can snag him. He's got I don't know if I call it the latest, but he's got the inside story about these Astros sign-stealing allegations and about the prevalence of that type of activity in Major League Baseball. So I'm looking forward to hearing his perspective and also need to ask him how seriously baseball will take these allegations. It's not quite like Spygate, not quite like that, but yet it does speak to the integrity of the game. And it certainly crosses a line that baseball set in response to the story, not so much about the Astros, but just the story, the idea of teams using technology to steal signs. The Astros, if they did it, I mean, it certainly does seem like there's a bunch of video and audio evidence, but whether they cop to it or not, they're not the first team. They're not the only team. However, if you're going to get caught or if one of your former players is going to out you, I guess you have to be prepared to deal with the consequences. So baseball had already kind of moved the line backward to deal with sign stealing. It's not the idea of stealing signs itself so much. I said this on last night's show. Heavens, going back to playing high school and college softball, we were constantly trying to get a beat on. I mean, that's why coaches and managers are masking their signs and why they go through such a series of progressions. And we're all trying to protect the signs. It's why guys go out onto the pitcher's mound for meetings, or why when they speak in the outfield or really anywhere that there might be a camera, they cover their mouths with their gloves. During the playoffs, I briefly considered doing a show like that just because I think it's so funny when and now even in the NBA, we see guys, certainly NFL sidelines too. It's really everywhere because players, athletes, coaches, they know anything that you say can be caught on camera. And there are certainly plenty of people out there who will spend the time to read your lips and figure out what it is that you're saying. So very rarely now do you see seasoned athletes have conversations on the sidelines or on the court or on the ice, anywhere on the field. If they want it to be a private conversation, they're often going to cover their mouths, try to turn their heads, but you know, Big Brother is always watching. And so, what did Reggie Kelly tell us last week? The eye in the sky does not lie. I thought that was such a great phrase and a great reminder. And he said all of his coaches used to tell him that. From the Falcons to the Bengals, even going back to his days at Mississippi State, the eye in the sky does not lie. There's always a camera, and the camera tells the truth.
So why?
I mean, because we as sports fans, we have this appetite. We want all the access. And so sign stealing is as old as the game. But using the video technology, well, that's something different. And we still have our poll up on social media. We were asking you, this goes back to our last show, how many of you believe that sign stealing with the use of technology occurs on a regular basis in Major League Baseball? I was a little blown away. Now, I voted yes, only because I don't want to appear naive. But according to our poll, almost 85% of you believe this is something that occurs in baseball regularly. And this is with video equipment or other technology, not just banging on trash cans.
Yes!
Though again, I do find the videos of the trash can banging to be highly amusing. I don't know why. We're so sophisticated in our technology, and yet as human beings, we come back to banging on things. It's like a smoke screen, a smoke signal. We have to use whatever tools we have available to us, and we get creative as humans. And so, yeah, the idea that it occurs regularly, you're totally bought into. So that surprised me, the results of the poll. And it's still up on social media if you want to check it out. Again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio or After Hours CBS. So if that's the case, if you believe that it happens regularly, Do you also believe that Major League Baseball should turn a blind eye? That baseball should not investigate or hand
How
down?
About no.
Wait, no what? No, you don't believe baseball should investigate, or no, you don't believe that baseball should not investigate? You got to be a little clear. I feel like if it's regular and prevalent, that it's, I mean, fair. What's fair, really? But it's certainly not fair to only penalize one team unless that's the only team that got caught and you want to use them as an example. I think back to bounty hunting, the New Orleans Saints, Greg Williams. He had been a defensive coordinator and a head coach for other teams, but it wasn't until the New Orleans Saints that there was finally, well, enough evidence that the NFL felt like it could take disciplinary action against Sean Payton, against him, against players, though ultimately those were overturned, but not before the damage was done. So if you believe it's so common and regular, do you believe Major League Baseball should just allow it? Or should baseball still investigate whenever the possibility arises, whenever there's evidence concrete that investigators can use, and then follow through with discipline and punishment? Or do you just not care? I mean, there's an entire segment of sports fans who think, now I happen to disagree with this, but this is your opinion, you think that athletes using PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, is fine. You're not hurting anybody else. You're just hurting yourself. Who cares? What do we always hear? And I don't agree with this either. But if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Now, I go back to the one that I heard when I was in elementary school. Cheaters never win, and winners never cheat. Yes, it is something that I would tell people when I was younger. Oh, goodness. I probably was that annoying child. I'll just take the probably out of it. So what should baseball do? Again, I'll ask Scott Miller when he joins us about 45 minutes from now here on CBS Sports Radio. We did have a couple more awards in baseball. Justin Verlander, Jacob DeGrom. A tight American League Cy Young race as we expected. Not so tight in the National League. Kind of neat to be among the select company to ever win back-to-back Cy Youngs. And that's Mets ace Jacob DeGrom. So Major League Baseball stories. We're going to get you set for week 11 in the NFL coming up. It's probably the funniest thing that I've seen all week. Well, maybe not the funniest. Did you guys happen to see the video of that woman at a football game? I think it was a tailgate where she leaped onto a table, except that I don't think it was Bills. Isn't that what the Bills fans do? Leap onto tables? Yeah, it wasn't the Bills. I'm going to have to go back and find the video, but it was all over the place. It was back maybe 3-4 days ago, so over the NFL weekend. And this chick, she definitely deserves that. She jumps onto a table, trying to break it, to go through the table, tries to do a WWE move on the table with her elbow, and she bounces off the table and lands on the ground. I mean, it's horrifying, and yet she deserves that. I couldn't help it. Sometimes, if you decide that it's worth the risk and you land on your ass, well, then I think you kind of deserve that. I need to find that video. So that was pretty funny. But something else that was really funny this week. Anyway, that'll be next. Good stuff. And on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Rockets are down one. Harden will drive by two. Got to the rim. Layup, threw it up over Kawhi Leonard and got it to go in off the glass. 86 for the Clippers. 87 for the Rockets. Harden, pulls up for a long three. And he went in! They're defending him so tightly. He figured, why not pull up from 33? They won't defend me from there, and he was exactly right. Knock down the triple, Rockets up 4, timeout Clippers, 3:52 to go, 90-86 Houston. Hart around a Chandler pick. Hart pulls up, pulls back a 3. Good! Oh my goodness! James Harden in the clutch! What a shot! Timeout Clippers, Houston up 7. The man's got 42. He's unguardable.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Craig Ackerman on the Houston Rockets radio network. These two teams could have some fun battles over the course of the season. The Clippers, the Rockets in Houston. It's just amazing how quickly Russell Westbrook and James Harden have become best friends again. I mean, sometimes I cannot figure out the NBA, except here's what I know. Everybody plays with their BFF. Kawhi Leonard, one of only 3 Clippers in double figures. So their points, hard to come by. Not so much for the Rockets, especially James Harden with 47. He goes 16 of 17 from the free throw line. I feel like that's always half his points. But he shot 50% from the floor. One of the only guys in this game that shot better than 40%. So the Rockets not only get the best of the Clippers, but Austin Rivers gets the best of his dad. This was a funny moment. I really enjoyed it. And so I've asked producer Chris to put it up on our show Twitter account, After Hours CBS. I love family dynamics. And if you have siblings who played sports, well, maybe you understand kind of being competitive with them, but also, being in games where they're on the court with you. In some cases, maybe you're playing against them. But the arguing and the screaming and yelling that Doc Rivers was doing with one of the referees protesting about calls, well, that gave Austin Rivers the opening to troll his dad and to parade around behind him. So all the way up the court goes Doc Rivers, way out of his box. He's on the court. He's arguing with refs. He's clearly trying to get himself ejected, or at the very least to get a technical. And kind of lurking all around is his son, who plays for the Rockets now, and is just motioning that his dad needs to get teed up, teed up, teed up. And then when his dad does get teed up, he starts motioning for him to get ejected. And then as his dad is leaving the arena, he's motioning, call me, call me. They had an exchange on Instagram after the fact, too, which Austin Rivers said, love you, pops. And his dad writes back, hilarious, love you, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So that is one of the funniest things I've seen this week. But we also found the video of it's a Browns fan in the parking lot. And I'm going to assume, though I guess I haven't had the chance to interview the woman who tried to body slam the table, I'm going to assume that this woman and this group of people were imitating this Bills tradition of attempting to jump and body slam onto tables.
I love scotch.
Scotch, rum, tequila, beer, whatever else they might have available to them. So anyway, Chris found that video as well. You guys will laugh, but here's the deal. You got to turn the sound up, because when this chick bounces off the table and hits the ground, whoever is doing the video is cackling with laughter. I think that's my favorite part. So between chick bouncing off the table and friend, using my air quotations, laughing at her. Unfortunately, it did not sound like Kawhi. That would be a huge story. And then Austin Rivers wanting his dad to get teed up and ejected in tonight's Rockets-Clippers game. You've got plenty to make you laugh. So find it on social media, After Hours CBS, and we'll see what we can throw up on our Facebook page as well. We don't want to ignore you peeps on Facebook. So Doc Rivers gets teed. He gets ejected. He's out. And afterwards, he's still crowing about the officiating.
He said, because I was challenging their wrong decision.
I guess. I don't know. There was a lot of griping all game, so my guess is they were tired of all of us. But when you make a mistake like that, you can't then throw the coach out. Like, you got to own up to your mistakes. We own up to ours. I just told you we didn't play good basketball. I got to do a better job with our offense. I'm owning up to it. They should own up to it as well.
I don't know if you noticed, but Austin was behind you kind of telling the refs to tee you.
Yeah, well, he should. You know, he should. I didn't care. I saw him, actually.
I love Doc Rivers. He's one of my favorites, one of my favorite coaches. He was one of my favorite players when he played, and he has such a great sense of humor. He and Steve Kerr, they're salty. You know, they can get salty. They'll insult and call out their own teams, and certainly they'll go after referees, and they'll be all lit up on the sidelines, but they also have such great perspective, and they just take everything with a measure of grace once they've had a chance to kind of calm down a little bit. And they're very self-deprecating as well. So yeah,
I'm more like the director at the YMCA than I am a coach.
Not this year, man. Not this year. That was old news. So check out our social media because we've got both these videos. And I feel like we need to share the mirth here. And so we want you to see these funny videos from the world of sports. Why not? It'll help you get through this week, especially if you're cold. Actually, after walking my dog on Wednesday morning, I was wearing two pairs of pants, three shirts, two pairs of socks, one that was wool. I had a scarf wrapped around my head. I was also wearing gloves and a hat. So the only thing that was out were my eyeballs. They were cold. It took my toes probably 3 hours to warm up.
Yeah!
No, it was awful. I had already gone to bed and my toes were still cold. Anyway, so I'm all right with having a bit of a warm up, like 15 degrees warmer on Thursday. And laughing is good for you. My 97-year-old Grammy still laughs a lot. And look, I think that might be the secret to her longevity. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Coming up, we have a coming? Yes, coming. Coming up. We've got the details of the Colin Kaepernick workout that is set for Saturday, and at least one of Kaepernick's inner circle extremely skeptical about what is going to take place and why the NFL is involved. And you'll hear from him. Also, I have what I think will be a fun question for tonight's show. I don't know where this came to me. Sometimes I have revelations in odd places, or I'm sleeping, or I'm cleaning, or I don't know. You'd think that I would be able to take a break from thinking about potential topics and questions on the show, but not really. Kind of goes with me everywhere. I'm always looking for inspiration. I'm definitely not inspired by the chick who bounced off the table, but I am amused by it. So again, check out our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Look at these two funny videos if you're trying to waste time at work. Oh, if you're driving, maybe wait until you get somewhere. Or I guess you could pull off to the side of the road and then look. But don't look while you're driving. You won't appreciate it nearly as much. The self-driving cars where people are now watching movies while the car drives for them. If that's not one of the scariest things ever, never. Now, I'm a control freak anyway, but I'll be darned if I'm ever buying a car that drives itself. I'm not even a good passenger when it's a family member, another human being driving. I get a little antsy, but to sit in a car while it navigates and steers, accelerates and brakes all by its lonesome. No, H-E double hockey sticks, no, that is never happening. I will ride a bike before I will get around in a self-driving car. I don't even know how I got on that tangent. Oh, watching videos while you're driving. Yeah, please don't do that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Thanks so much for tuning in to our show, fourth show of the work week. Never a dull moment in sports. A friend asked me today, do sports ever slow down? And certainly there are times of the year where you don't have as many games to watch. So I said to her, from the time the NBA Finals end in mid-June to about late August, there aren't as many games that I have to sit, take notes for, watch. No, I do not watch all 162 games of any given baseball team. But that's really the only time of the year where things are slow-ish, slower. Man, every other time of the year, there's so much going on. And there's never a shortage of news. So there may not be games that we have to be following and charting and tracking, but there's always news. There's always something. 855-212-4227. All right, you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. That's where our funny videos are on the show, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, too. So here's what we know about the Colin Kaepernick workout that's taking place on Saturday. And then I'll get to some of the drama, because there's plenty of drama. I don't even know why it has to be like this, but gosh, it's a soap opera. So according to Ian Rappaport, the Saturday workout for Colin Kaepernick is at the Falcons facility. It begins at 3:00 Atlanta time. Right away, he's going to interview. So right off the top, before he works out, he's going to do an interview. Doesn't exactly say how they're going to split that up, but it doesn't look like they're giving enough time for each individual team to ask him questions separately. So I would imagine this is going to be a group interview. Maybe it's Colin standing in front of everyone and they're fielding questions. Firing questions, this would be more like it. After that, his measurements will get taken like he's at the combine. He'll stretch, he'll warm up. They're going to do some drills specific to quarterbacks. They're going to do some timing, maybe the 40, some different testing. And then after that, who knows? But it also will be recorded. Every single part of it will be recorded for the teams who can't be there. And therein lies the intrigue about this whole situation. The NFL has one story about how this all came together. The representatives for Colin Kaepernick have an entirely different version. I know you're stunned by that. What? No way! It's like Aaron Judge's reaction to the story about the Astros stealing signs. Did you guys see it in a tweet? He quoted it and said, wait, what? Now, some of you may choose to believe that he was being genuine. Wait, nah, come on. I choose to believe, as the queen of sarcasm, that he was in fact being sarcastic. Like, what? Come on. No way. There might have even been a fake laugh associated with it. Anyway, back to Colin Kaepernick. I'm sure you're stunned that the NFL has one version and is being very cryptic about how this came together, why it won't change the date of the workout, push the workout back, why it won't inform Colin's representatives who is going to be there. Now, I don't know why that's important ahead of time. I really don't. Maybe the teams don't want the NFL to be handing out names to Colin's reps because they're not sure if everybody's going to be able to be there. Now, here's the issue. Saturday's a travel day for a lot of NFL teams. And if they're not traveling, very often Saturday afternoon, what's happening? Sometimes even home teams stay in hotels, but they're going through final walkthroughs. They're making final preparations. They're getting ready for game day on Sunday. So generally, workouts like this are held Tuesdays, which is a day off for a lot of teams. Anyway, it's a lot of he said, he said, he said, she said, he said, he said. Kaepernick's camp is claiming the NFL's reneging on its claim that it would provide the names of the people who are attending the workout. NFL is saying, we never agreed to that. Kaepernick's reps say they wanted this workout to be pushed back. There's not enough time for teams to plan. The NFL is not giving any reasons for why it won't change the date, but didn't inform clubs until Tuesday afternoon. Honestly, I don't know why that's a huge deal. I mean, gosh, high-level NFL execs, team execs, they can get anywhere all the time super quickly. But whatever. It irks Kaepernick's camp that they found out about the workout on Tuesday and that teams didn't find out about it until a few hours later, and that the NFL wouldn't push it back. Some reason, some sources indicating the NFL is dead set on this Saturday but won't give a reason. Again, it's a lot of who are you going to believe? If you are inclined to believe that NFL owners have blackballed Colin Kaepernick, that they got together and colluded, that they don't want him in the league because of his politics and the lack of standing for the national anthem, some of the comments that he's made, the way he's used social media. If you are inclined to believe that the NFL doesn't want him around, then maybe you believe this is just a publicity stunt so that the league can make it look like it's trying to create a new opportunity and a window for Colin to get back into the NFL. If you don't believe that he's being blackballed and that you think there are other reasons why he's not in the league, well, then you're maybe inclined to believe the NFL. Hey, at least the league is giving him an opportunity. And let's be honest, how many times does the NFL facilitate an open workout for one guy? Not very often. This is a unique situation. I don't remember the last time in the middle of a season the NFL, meaning the front office of the league, so Roger Goodell's peeps, that the league went out of its way to schedule a workout for one athlete and invite all the teams to be there. And in fact, informed all the teams and say, here's how it's going to go. I'm sure some of you have better memory than I do, but if you can remember that ever happening before, you be sure to let me know, because I cannot remember a situation ever where the NFL has done this. Do you know how many guys out there would love to have a private workout organized and all the NFL teams invited? All of them who are looking for jobs. So, I mean, it just is, it's par for the course when it comes to Colin Kaepernick, when it comes to the emotions that have run high around his situation. And again, whatever you're inclined to believe, I suspect that you're probably going to fall on that side of the fence in this he said debate. It's not even really a debate. It's just one group of sources reporting one thing. So in other words, Colin Kaepernick's camp telling media one thing and NFL sources telling media another thing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We do know of some of the teams that will be there. Coaches for the Dolphins, the Lions, the Falcons, and the Buccaneers have all indicated they'll have people at his workout Saturday. John Elway told a TV station in Denver that the Broncos will also have someone on hand. The Washington Redskins had a spokesperson indicate that there would also be someone there repping the Skins. According to sources, the Cowboys and the Cardinals are going to have people there as well. And so there are a fair number of teams that will be represented. And I don't know that that's an exhaustive list. I highly doubt it. it's really an opportunity for Colin Kaepernick. And yet, it makes me wonder if there's this much controversy around a workout. How much more controversy, how much more attention, how much more extra scrutiny will a team be under if it brings them on board? I'm not saying that's Kaepernick's fault, though of course some of it he created with his own choices, with some of the ways that he's chosen to represent himself. It's not like he was shy about what he was doing or why he was doing it. He didn't care about people that he may have been rubbing the wrong way, and that's certainly his prerogative. He made a lot of choices. He says he stands by them. But because it became a national news story, there is absolutely no way an NFL team can bring him on board without it getting a ton of coverage and attention. Seriously, I'm sitting here spending 10 minutes with you talking about the details of his workout and how the NFL says one thing and his camp says another. And he's still a free agent. He hasn't even worked out yet. And so it blows me away that there are reports here, reports there, sources here, sources there, over the date of the workout. How much more will the interest be heightened? Will the coverage be elevated? How much more will there be a he said, he said? Maybe finger pointing. Who knows? Sources this, sources that. If he actually gets an offer from a team or signs with a team. And I'm not saying teams aren't willing to put up with distractions. We see that teams bring on board guys who've been accused of serious crimes. That's not Colin Kaepernick. I mean, you don't have to look very far to find examples of teams that are more than willing to go through the distraction, I'm using air quotations, of having someone who's been accused of domestic violence, a Kareem Hunt, who's caught on video kicking and punching a woman. I mean, all over the league, you can look around, and there's plenty of guys that have checkered pasts, and the NFL teams are willing to put up with that because the athlete is talented. Doesn't apply to everybody, but if you can help a team win, not always, but often, a club will justify bringing that athlete on board and just deal with the backlash. And so there will be teams out there who will consider it if they believe Kaepernick can still play football. Therein is the major question. Can he still help a team win? But guaranteed, it'll be nonstop coverage, nonstop conversation, nonstop sources and reports, and teams have to be willing to deal with that because there's no way this happens and nobody pays attention. Speaking of that, the Astros have been accused of sign stealing, and lots of people are paying attention to what baseball might do. We'll ask our insider next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.